So if you see patterns in a particular relationship which have which are similar to the patterns in a past failed relationship, how do we intellectually prevent ourselves from fearing that the same patterns are going to, same thing is going to repeat now in this relationship? When I said that we needn't think that the past is going to repeat itself, that doesn't mean that we just become Pollyannish, unrealistically optimistic, thinking that nothing is going to go wrong. There has to be, I differentiate between possibilities and probabilities. So the important thing is that when we make decisions about something which is very important, like relationships, they not be done in the rush of the emotions. So if we decide that this seems to be going in a particular direction which is unhealthy, then rather than acting on that feeling at that time, we let some time pass, observe things from a more detached perspective, and then evaluate what are the similarities, what are the differences, and then we may also decide that I'll keep some time for observing, maybe 3 months, 6 months, 1 month, whatever, and see which direction it goes. Now, it's possible that it may go in the same direction. It's possible that it may not. And sometimes it may also be that sometimes some people are unchangeable. Not in the sense that we all have free will, but some people are just too caught in a particular way of thinking and living that they just can't change. And that makes them incompatible to us. Now, some people may have certain attributes, but for them, this may be changeable. Say for some people, some person is forgetful and they just stay forgetful all the time. But some people can take an effort and they can rectify. So sometimes what happens is that something which is very important for us may not be that important for them. So if we communicate, a reasonable way, you can say that this is very important for me. You know, this could be like a deal breaker for me. So then, after we communicate clearly, then if they realize how important it is for them, then they may also work to rectify it. And if they do work, then that's an indication that, you know, this is not going in that direction. But if after communication also we say that they're not really changing, either they don't care to change or they can't change, both ways, then we may feel that, we may decide that, you know, okay, this is not going to work. So let's say that not deciding in the heat of the emotions, observing the more dispassionate way, and then pointing it out, communicating. Based on that, you can decide. So if we find that after communicating also, after giving adequate time also, there's no change, then it's not again necessarily negativity. Hey, there's one thing is being pessimistic, the other is being optimistic. But in both cases, we ought to be realistic. So if my car doesn't have a brake, then I think no accident will happen. That's not being optimistic. That is being foolish, actually. So if we see strong patterns of things going downhill, then we might just want to get out of the brake before it crashes. That's not being pessimistic. And if it happens that way, we just understand that we are going through a bad phase in life. So one relationship may not work out, a second may also not work out. But it's not just history repeating, because we are growing through it. So if we think of the success of the relationship only in terms of whether that relationship works out or not, then we feel it as a failure. But another aspect of a successful relationship is also that relationship stimulates us to grow. So if a failed relationship also stimulates us to grow, then that is not, the relationship may have failed, but you know that our going through that relationship is not necessarily a failure. So we have to have a broader definition of success also. Then we can avoid getting depressed, even if the situation is something which is distressing. Does that answer your question?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You said your daily blog is called what?